Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to another episode of Tap Out of Overstimulation. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel, juggling a million things at once? Like your plate is overflowing, your inbox is exploding, and your social calendar looks like Times Square on New Year's Eve? Yeah, me too. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. Today, we're diving headfirst into the power of boundaries. Think of it as building a personal fortress of sanity in this crazy world. We're talking about how to create those protective lines around your time, energy, and emotions, so you can reclaim control and actually enjoy life. Now, setting boundaries isn't selfish, folks. It's self-care on another level. It's saying yes to the things that truly matter, and no to everything else that drags you down. It's about honoring your needs and respecting your own limits. And trust me, once you start setting those boundaries, you'll feel a whole lot lighter, freer, and more in control. So, how do we actually go about creating these magical boundaries? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you get started. 1. Identify your values. What truly matters to you? Think about your passions, your goals, the things that bring you joy and fulfillment. Knowing your values is like having a compass guiding you towards what's important. It helps you make decisions aligned with who you are and what you want in life. 2. Learn to say no. This one can be tough, I get it. But saying no isn't always about being rude or negative. It's about protecting your time and energy for the things that truly matter. Think of it as a way of prioritizing your well-being. Start small. Decline a social event you don't feel up to, or politely pass on an extra project at work if you're already stretched thin. 3. Communicate clearly. Don't leave room for ambiguity. When setting boundaries, be clear and direct about what you're comfortable with and what you're not. Express your needs respectfully but firmly. Remember, effective communication is key to building healthy relationships, even when it involves saying no. 4. Protect your time. Schedule time for yourself, seriously. Block out chunks of your day for activities that recharge you, whether it's reading a book, going for a walk, or simply taking a nap. Treat this me time like any other important appointment. You deserve it. 5. Set physical boundaries too. This goes beyond saying no to tasks or events. Think about your physical space. Are you comfortable with people barging into your home unannounced? Do you need more alone time in a shared living situation? Define those boundaries and communicate them clearly to others. Ever feel like you're constantly being pulled in a million different directions, like you're trying to juggle flaming chainsaws while riding a unicycle? Yeah, I get it. It's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of daily life and lose track of what truly matters. Picture this. You're at your friend's birthday party, surrounded by well-meaning people asking you about your work, your dating life, your upcoming travel plans. Basically, everything except how you're feeling. You smile politely, but inside you're screaming, "Give me 5 minutes of silence." This is where boundaries come in like a superhero cape swooping to the rescue. By setting clear expectations beforehand, like, "I'm here to celebrate with you, and I can chat for a bit, but I also need some time to recharge," you can politely steer conversations towards lighter topics or excuse yourself for a few moments of quiet contemplation. Boom. You feel calmer, more in control, and ready to enjoy the party without feeling overwhelmed. Listen, setting boundaries isn't about being difficult or shutting people out. It's about taking care of yourself so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life. It's about saying yes to what matters most, and no to everything else that drains your energy. So, remember these key takeaways. Identify your values, learn to say no, communicate clearly, protect your time, and set physical boundaries too. Implement these strategies into your daily life, starting with small steps, and watch how much lighter and more fulfilled you feel. You got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some boundary challenges you're facing right now? How do you plan to implement these takeaways in your own life? Share your thoughts in the comments below or connect with me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you enjoyed today's episode. Until next time, stay strong, stay grounded, and tap out of any overstimulation that tries to get in your way.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.